The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
Ever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, be sure to mark March 28th on your calendar. That's the date. It's all going to be happening at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. Set for a 5 o'clock start, dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock. Tickets still available, individual tickets $50, or perhaps a table sponsorship would be to your liking. In any event, more information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. March 28th. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. Our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And tonight we're coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at the Southridge High School Gymnasium in Kennewick, where the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will be taking on the Southridge Suns in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action. Our pregame show tonight is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And three-point field goals, as you all know, presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of three-point field goals, our sincere thanks to George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. They will contribute $10 this season for every three-point field goal made by the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams. Our quarters tonight will be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters, specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. And our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines brought to you by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And our substitutions tonight will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. The Wahai boys and girls basketball teams coming off a disappointing weekend last weekend. Both teams losing at Kamiokan on Friday and losing last Saturday at home to the Kennewick Lions. And as we look at the Mid-Columbia Conference standings, as we're into the home stretch of this 2025-26 season, at the 4A ranks. We see Chiawana all alone atop the MCC with a 15-0 conference record. The next best 4A team, the Richland Bombers, who the Lady Blue Devils will be playing tomorrow in the Wall High Gym. Richland is 11-5. Kamiakin is next at 8-7. Pasco is 3-12. And Hanford is 2-13. On the 3A side, Southridge, an outstanding season thus far, 11-4 in the conference, and this is a big game for the Suns because close behind in second place in the 3A standings, the Hermiston Lady Bulldogs with a mark of 11-5. Kennewick is next at 9-6, the Wahigh Girls at 6-9, and Sageview is 0-15. Our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. And we're happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And as you all know, our halftime report will be presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And during the course of that Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report, we will have halftime statistics presented by our good friends and Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And as you all know, our post-game show presented by our good friend Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. During the course of that Chevelle Construction post-game show, we will feature our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by our good friends and Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, we will have starting lineups for you presented by Todd Kimball, a Coach's Corner interview with Wahigh Girls Basketball Coach Mike Clark. But coming up next, a player profile interview for your listening pleasure presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We will have that conversation for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC 2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone, presented by Big Blue Boosters
I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined this time around by Mary Barajas, a sophomore at Wahigh. She is a member of the Blue Devil Girls Junior Varsity Basketball team that has had itself quite a 2025-26 season. And Mary, I know that this past weekend was a difficult one for the young ladies, a tough loss at Kamaiken and a heartbreaking loss to Kennewick, but prior to that, a lot of excitement. For the most part, things have gone pretty well. How do you see the season going so far?
I think I see it going very well. I think we're doing really good by not giving up, not letting the two losses get to us. I think coming forward, we're going to just keep working harder and keep pushing to stay number one.
And what specifically is it going to take for the Baby Devils to get things turned around after those two tough losses this past weekend? What's it going to take for the team to finish strong against Southridge, Richland, and Pasco?
I think it's going to take energy and effort. Our coach always says energy and effort. This is what's like the two most important things for the team. So just those and staying together as a team and just not giving up.
And speaking of being together as a team, I am sensing that this team is a very, very close one. Just how close is it?
Yeah, we're all pretty close. A lot of us played soccer together, so we've already had a bond. And then I just met some new girls when I joined basketball. I think we just all got closer over the season. And the coach also, we all got really close with him, and yeah.
And do you see yourself playing on the Blue Devil varsity team in the not-too-distant future?
I do. I hope so. This is my first year playing basketball, so I'm glad I made it on junior varsity, and I hope to see myself on varsity soon.
So your first year, so is it everything you expected it to be?
It's definitely, like, a little different than I thought it would be. I thought it would be a little more difficult, but it's more like mentally challenging than physically challenging, but it's super fun and I really enjoy it.
And speaking of challenging, you're not just in the basketball venue here at Walla Walla High School, you participate in a couple of other venues. This past fall you competed on the Wahigh soccer team. How was that experience?
It was really amazing. I really pushed myself to be better than I was my freshman year, and I seen a lot of improvement, and I think I also just, like, I was way more outgoing this year on my soccer team. I made the team captain, so it was a really fun experience, and I'm excited to keep doing that.
And I suspect you're going to have some fun this spring as well. You're going to be participating in sports at Walla Walla High School during the spring. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing track at first because I do enjoy running, but I don't know if I'd do it competitively, but I'm going to try out tennis because I think that's going to be super fun, and I think it's going to be something I'm going to enjoy doing.
And what is it about tennis that you find so interesting?
I know it's not the same as pickleball, but I really enjoy pickleball, so I think I'm going to like the experience of tennis.
And pickleball, what is it about pickleball that you enjoy so much? Boy, there's a lot of strategy involved, a lot of game planning involved, and so forth.
I think I just like that there's, like, a lot of rules that you wouldn't really get at the start, but once you get it, it just clicks. And I just think it's fun. It's, like, competitive when you play with the right people, and I think it's just fun.
Well, Blue Devil Nation, I have no doubt that the future looks very, very bright for this young lady. whether it be in a fall venue, a winter venue, or a spring venue. We certainly want to wish Mary Barajas all the very, very best the remainder of this 2025-26 basketball season and beyond. We thank her very, very much for joining us for our player profile segment. It was presented, as you all know, by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments at kgdcradio.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Eliah, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And we have a very special guest for our Coach's Corner interview this time around. We are delighted to be joined by Hebrew Ingram, the head coach of the Wahigh Girls Junior Varsity Basketball Team. And Hebrew, welcome. Welcome. A thousand welcomes to the Coach's Corner.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Happy to be here.
And what a fine, fine season it has been thus far for the junior varsity. Now, granted, this past weekend was a tough one, including an heartbreaking loss, the mother of all heartbreaks, quite frankly, a one-point loss to Kennewick this past Saturday after a very, very tough go at Kamiokan the previous night. But for the most part, though, you know, prior to that, boy, Blue Devil Girls Junior Varsity have had themselves one heck of a ride.
Oh, absolutely, man. They work so hard, and so, you know, really it almost gives me the easiest job in America. I come in and tell them, you know, I expect them to be coachable and competitive and give energy and effort, and, you know, they do those four things, and really, like I said, just gives me the easiest job, you know. And they've had a blast. You know, we're process focused on getting better every day, and, you know, focused on the process, then the outcomes come out just like we want. So it's awesome.
Yes, indeed. And there have been a lot of great moments this year. One in particular that I remember was at Kennewick the first Saturday of January. One of those games where when a team gets a little fire lit under them, boy, they just take off like gangbusters. I mean, I recall it was in the 10-8 or 10-10 range, and then in the blink of an eye, the Baby Devils were up 26-10.
Yeah, that was huge, man. That's probably the most memorable moment, you know, coming out of Christmas break, and, you know, had a lot of goals for the second half of the season for the girls and a lot of stuff they wanted to accomplish. And you know, credit to Kennewick. You know, they played a great first quarter there, and the girls really took it upon themselves. You know, they're critical of themselves and, you know, made some changes and really focused more on their goals. And, I mean, that's a huge second quarter, and it really just defines the team. You know, they take every quarter, every play seriously, every practice. They want to get better, and you know, that's huge for them.
And it appears that this year's girls' junior varsity basketball team is a team, and they've proven there's no I in team.
Yeah, that's huge. Like I said, just blessed, you know, as far as attitudes go and you know, girls wanting to be a part of something bigger than themselves. You know, there's there's no solo missions on this team. You know, everybody wants to contribute. You know, they all want to get better in their own way. But when it comes to putting the team first, I mean, this is a tremendous team that's a part of a tremendous program. You know, a part of girls that want to contribute and grow and push each other, and iron sharpens iron every day.
And needless to say, at Kamiakin, Blue Devil Nation had its heart broken when not one but two young ladies went down getting hurt in that contest.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. I mean, two girls, you know, two starters that have worked hard all season, and heartbreaking as a coach to watch. You know, they've put in so much work over the season every single day, and you know, for you know, no fault of anybody, you know, to go down to injury and not being able to help them out, you know, is killer. But like I said, even, you know, to fast forward, credit to them. You know, they show up to practice still. You know, one of them's on crutches, but they show up, they get better, they're there for their teammates, and they're even learning their own way, you know, getting mental reps on the sideline. And but yeah, you know, really, really hard for the team, but the girls responded really well, and seeing those girls up and around and being the warriors that they are walking around is huge.
As for the Wahia varsity, a lot of people didn't know what to expect with the loss of eight seniors, some inexperience in the backcourt, in general inexperience, not necessarily from top to bottom, but a team with five seniors, one junior, and five freshmen. But there have been a lot of times this year where they've represented themselves very, very well. And I'm looking back to the second weekend in January where, against all odds, they go to Art Dingwall Gym and beat the Richland Bombers.
Huge. Man, that's got to be a memorable moment for the program in general. I mean, we get two great wins on the varsity side and the JV side, and that was huge. But yeah, it just goes to show, I mean, I think it goes to show the five seniors kind of, you know, doing their thing and being great role models and setting the standards and expectations for the younger girls. And the younger girls showing up and learning what's expected in the program, but also bringing that athleticism and that fire that they have with them. And, you know, being as young as they are, being kind of thrown into the fire and learning on the go, it's huge. It's huge.
And what are the expectations for, can you believe it, the last three games of the regular season? At Southridge on Friday, at home against Richland on Saturday, and then follow that up with the regular season finale on Tuesday at Pasco.
Yeah, I've flown by. I feel like we blinked and it was just New Year's. But yeah, the last three games of the year, it's still the same. You know, the girls are excited to finish the season strong. But, you know, definitely got a little bit of a, especially on the JV side, got a bit of a chip on our shoulder. You know, I think that, like I said, the girls are critical of themselves in a good way. You know, they want to get better every single day. They want to push themselves. You know, we're not focused on outcomes, but, you know, it feels good to end up on that winning side. So they're really fired up this week and going into these last three games and really want to push themselves and play up to their potential. That's what they want, is to play up to their best, however that may look, win or lose.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Southridge High School Gymnasium in Kennewick, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, and continuing
Our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. Molly Franklin at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall, and a freshman. Lucy Billingsley at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall, and a senior. Delilah Franzen at a guard slash post, 5 feet 10 inches tall, and a junior. Bridget Boyd at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall, and a senior. And Corinne Hayes at post, 6 feet tall, and a senior. The starting lineup for the Southridge Suns, as announced by head coach Derek Leite. Heidi Leonard at forward, 5 feet 7 inches tall, and a freshman. Joan Mercado at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall, and a junior. Erin Sloat at guard, 5 feet 7 inches tall, and a senior. Olivia Mercado at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall, and a sophomore. And Braylee McMullen at guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall, and a sophomore. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. In earlier action this evening, a tough night for the Wahai boys and girls junior varsity teams. The injury-riddled Blue Devil JV girls defeated by Southridge by a final score of 49-20. We do not have a final score on the boys junior varsity game, but we can tell you that the Blue Devils were defeated by a scant 2 points by the Baby Suns. We will continue our Hutchins Family Farm pregame show after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Southridge High School Gymnasium in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. And Blue Devil Nation, did you notice I tricked you? I tricked you. Earlier I said that we would have a Coach's Corner interview with Wahai girls basketball coach Mike Clark. It was, in fact, an interview with Wahai assistant coach and head junior varsity coach Hebrew Ingram. In any event, we hope you enjoyed that conversation I had with Hebrew Ingram, a delightful individual, and who knows, he may be the next head girls coach at Walla Walla High School. Don't know how much longer Coach Clark and Coach Corm are going to hang around. I know that they were thinking about 1 year last year, and then Coach Corm in the offseason said, well, I got some bad news. And I said, oh, my gosh, what's going on? He said, you're going to have to put up with us for one more year. And I said, well, what's the bad news? And I'm thinking that there is the possibility that they may hang around for another year or two, perhaps, knowing that they have got some very talented underclassmen coming up. But you never know. They might not. Who knows? That's one of the unknowns in Wahai circles these days. Elsewhere in the Mid-Columbia Conference, as we continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, along with this doubleheader pitting Wahai at Southridge, Kamiakin playing host to Sageview, Pasco is at Chiawana, Kennewick is entertaining Hermiston, and Richland is at Hanford. And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to the Southridge High School Gymnasium for the opening tip of this upcoming Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game, Wahai at Southridge after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Boy, is that great timing or what? They're just wrapping up the starting lineups. And in just a few moments, we're going to pause and listen to our national anthem prior to this contest between the Wahai Blue Devil Girls and the Southridge Suns. And speaking of that aforementioned national anthem, it is on its way to you right now. And our first quarter this evening is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Blue Devils dress in road black jerseys, royal blue numerals, royal blue lettering, and a touch of white trim. Southridge dress in home white jerseys, navy blue letters, navy blue numbers, and gold trim. We're going to get this contest underway at 5:49 on this Friday night. We are delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage this first weekend, this first Friday in February. Delilah Franzen, the jump center for the Blue Devils. She is opposed in the center circle by Leonard, and the Blue Devils control the tip, and we are underway. Corinne Hayes with a basketball out front. Pass in the lane for Franzen. Ball knocked away. She recovers it at the free throw line, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Southridge. Going to be called on Leonard. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank in front court. Lucy Billingsley to do the honors. Gets it in for Corinne Hayes. The ball stolen very nicely indeed by Sloat. And here comes Southridge after the Blue Devil turnover. Mercado with a basketball. That is Joan Mercado. High post to Leonard. Hyphen Mercado. With the basketball now is Olivia Mercado. Gets it in the far corner. There's a drive along the far baseline. The ball lost by McMullen. And the ball taken by the Blue Devils. Near side here is Billingsley driving after a pass from Boyd. Gets it near side to Bridgie, and Bridgie's going to be called for a travel. And the ball back to Southridge. We are 38 seconds into the opening quarter. We are scoreless in the Tri-Cities. The last meeting between these two teams, January 6th in the Wahai Gym, and it was not pretty. The Blue Devils losing to Southridge by a final count of 66-37. Southridge in possession of the basketball. Mercado into the lane, puts it up, misses it off the back of the rim. Actually, it was Sloat with the miss. I beg your pardon. Corinne Hayes with a rebound off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley with a basketball, driving near side, stops at the high post area, off to Molly Franklin. Bounce it far side to Franzen. Free throw line extended, high post to Boyd. The ball knocked away, recovered by Hayes at the free throw line. Now it's on the near side to Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane, pass on the far side. It goes through the hands of Franzen, I thought. Ball was deflected by Heidi Leonard, far side. Thought it went off Delilah Franzen after that. Officials having a discussion far side, and after further review, the ball will go to Southridge. Blue Devils turn it over with 6:46 remaining to be played in the first quarter. A scoreless first quarter at the present time. Joan Mercado with a basketball. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone defense. Driving far side, Olivia Mercado gets it inside for a shot put up and good by Sloat. Sloat with the first field goal of the ball game, and Southridge will pick up in the backcourt. Corinne Hayes with a basketball. Pass on the far side is deflected by the Suns. It is loose on the far side, taken by Southridge. Blue Devils turn it over. Sloat far side for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes off to Billingsley, and a foul is going to be called on Southridge. A rebounding foul called on the Suns. Going to be called on McMullen. First personal, second team. And the Blue Devils to inbound in the backcourt, trailing 2-0 with 6:17 left in the first quarter. Hayes with a basketball. Far side to Boyd. Boyd will loop it near side for Hayes. Hayes will pass near side to Billingsley. Billingsley to the free throw line, far side to Franklin. Molly will drive on the far side, bounce pass near side, go off of Leonard and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils will retain 14 seconds on the shot clock. 6:01 left in period one, Southridge 2, the Blue Devils no score. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball into Hayes. Hayes the high post, bounces it inside, and the ball put up and missed by Franzen, and Southridge comes away with a basketball. Here is Olivia Mercado, far side slope in the far corner. A three-pointer put up and missed by McMullen. Rebound taken by Delilah Franzen. Franzen double-teamed for a moment far side. Will pass on the near side to Billingsley. Lucy still in the backcourt. I don't think they beat the 10-second count, but thankfully it wasn't called as Franklin puts up a three from the far side, off the glass and off the iron, and now a throwaway near side. The Blue Devils got an offensive rebound. Delilah Franzen with the ball near side. Her pass near side for Bridget Boyd. Byron out of bounds.
And Southridge gets the basketball back with just under 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Southridge 2, the Blue Devils, no score. Mercado out front with a basketball. Off for Joan Mercado. Mercado on the dribble. Gets it in the far corner to Olivia Mercado along the baseline. Nice drive. Puts the ball up and in, and a foul is going to be called.
2 points, Olivia Mercado.
That's the Blue Devils' first foul of the ball game, and they're going to call it on Corinne Hayes.
Foul is on number 30, Corinne Hayes.
And as a zone Conoco substitution, Taylor Luce into the contest. And she is in for Sloat. Spelled S-L-O-O-T, but pronounced Sloat. Olivia Mercado at the free throw line looking to complete a three-point play. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is up and good. And Southridge leads by a score of 5-0. As we approach the 5-minute mark, time remaining, first quarter. Here is Franklin. Bounce pass near side, Billingsley. Baseline jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected far side. Saved and bounced by Franzen, but saved to Southridge. Southridge the other way. Here is Joan Mercado. Misses a lay-in, but there for the follow is Luce. She misses it. Ball deflected out front. Taken on the far side by Leonard. She runs over a Blue Devil. They're going to call a blocking foul. Far side on the Blue Devils. In deep on the left-hand side. And that foul is going to be called on Delilah Franzen.
Foul on number 22, Delilah Franzen.
Each team with two team fouls in the early going. They're going to rule it was in the act of shooting. And Heidi Leonard to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 4:49 left in period one. The first by the Southpaw is good.
At the line shooting for the Suns, Heidi Leonard Mercado.
Another attempt for Heidi Leonard. Heidi Leonard Mercado. Free throw in the air. And it's short. Rebound deflected far side and taken by Southridge. Taken by Joan Mercado. And she is not able to handle the basketball on the far sideline. Didn't handle it as well as she would have liked. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Bridget Boyd, middle of the floor, Delilah Franzen. She is bumped and fouled from behind by Leonard. And the Blue Devils will inbound to the far sideline. In backcourt, the sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Leonard out of the ball game, and she is replaced by Mallory Eidler. 4:38 and counting left in the first, 6-0 in favor of Southridge. Bounce pass far side off of Corinne Hayes. She recovers at far side. Looking to direct a little traffic between the rings to Bridget Boyd. She'll drive near side, stop. Off for Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley to the top of the key. Going to be called for a travel. And the Blue Devils give the ball back to Southridge by way of the turnover.
Everybody know that out in the lobby there, the freshman class.
And a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Gracie Pierce into the ball game. She replaces fellow freshman Molly Franklin with 4:22 left in the first quarter.
Number 12, Gracie Pierce.
6-0 in favor of Southridge. Loose top of the key. Gets it up top, Mercado for three. Jones' three is good. And Southridge leads 9-0. And they go with the full court pressure. Middle of the floor, here is Franzen. Franzen down the far side, stops in the low block, puts it up off the glass, too strong, and the rebound off to Southridge. Taken by Olivia Mercado. Her pass far side in transition is a good one to McMullen. And McMullen lays it in, and Southridge leads 11-0. An errant pass for the midcourt area taken by the Suns, and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils in the key area. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update, and it is not a pretty one. Southridge 11, Wahai no score. That last foul was on Corinne Hayes, her second, and the team's third. Timeout on the floor with 3:42 left in the first quarter. Southridge 11, Wahai no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Southridge in possession of the basketball out of the timeout period. Pass near side deflected into the backcourt, recovered by Southridge. The Suns in possession of the basketball. It's Mercado. Mercado at the free throw line gets it up top for Luce. Luce dribbles to the near side. Drops it off for Sloat, who re-entered the ballgame. Zipfoon Conoco substitution during the timeout period. Shot from the far side, put up and missed by Joan Mercado. And we're going to have a rebounding foul called on the Blue Devils. Nice rebound inside, but they're going to call a foul on Gracie Pierce for going over the back, allegedly. And Southridge will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank, leading 11-0 with 3:22 and counting left in the first quarter. Near side here is loose, and we're going to have a foul, an offensive foul called. An illegal screen set down low by Eidler of Southridge. And Wahai will inbound in the backcourt along the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Far side here is Franzen. Pass in the front court deflected by Luz. Taken by Molly Franklin. A zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils during the timeout period. Bridget Boyd has the ball knocked away. It's taken by Southridge. Another Blue Devil turnover. Here is Sloat into the front court down the near side. And she is called for traveling. Just a little bit out of control that time. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Lucy Billingsley in the back court. Loops it far side for Franzen. Franzen into the front court, down the far side. Gets it in the corner to Pierce. Bounce pass up top. Goes by Billingsley. Goes into the back court. Going to be taken by Luce. Luce down low. Lays the ball up and in. Another Blue Devil error. Results in a Southridge basket. Blue Devils down 13-0. Boyd near side with a basketball. Between the rings to Billingsley. Lucy will dribble to the near side, go all the way, left-handed lay-in up and good for Lucy Billingsley. And the Blue Devils off the schneid. It's now a 13-2 ball game in favor of Southridge. And a drive far side, a blocking foul going to be called on Gracie Pierce. That's going to mean free throws for the Blue Devils. That is two on Gracie Pierce. Sloped at the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. A strong drive on her part just moments ago, drawing the foul from Gracie Pierce. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, doink, off the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Makaya Lawyer into the game for the first time, and re-entering with two personal fouls is Corinne Hayes. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Sloat. It is up, and it is off the front of the rim. Missed them both. And deflection by Olivia Mercado going to result in a Blue Devil. Or make that a Sun basket, or so I thought, but no, a travel is called. Blue Devils get a break. And will inbound the basketball in the backcourt. Looked like Mercado went over the back on that rebound. It was not called, but thankfully, despite the Southridge possession, they are not able to cash in because of the travel. A shot went in, but it did not count. 13-2 Southridge as we go inside of 2 minutes remaining to be played in the first quarter. Down low it's Franzen. Gets it in for Hayes. Shot put up off the glass and off the iron. No good. Rebound Franzen. Her putback is no good. And the rebound off to Mercado. Joan Mercado with a pass on the far side for Luce. Free throw line extended. Gets it down low for Sloat. Sloat will dribble to the wing. Up top for Luce. Luce will drive into the lane and get it on the near side for a wide-open three-point attempt by Olivia Mercado. That's no good. Offensive rebound taken by Southridge, and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Offensive rebound collected by Eidler, and a foul called on Delilah Franzen. That is three Blue Devils now with two fouls here in the first quarter. And Eidler to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one bangs off the back of the rim, no good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Shayla Creason into the game for Delilah Franzen. And Lucy Billingsley re-enters for the Blue Devils as well. And she is in for Molly Franklin. And McMullen, Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Southridge. Another Walla Walla Daily grind attempt for Idler. It is up, and it's off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound taken by Southridge. It was taken by Olivia Mercado. Loose out front with a basketball. Pass on the near side. Driving on the near side is McMullen. She'll get it on the far side for a driving lay-in that is put up and no good by Olivia Mercado. Another put back by Southridge up and over the backboard. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Naomi Otis, into the ball game for Southridge. She is in for Idler. 13-2 Southridge, 1:15 and counting left in the first quarter. Boyd passing the far side, Billingsley. Nice pass inside for Creason. Shot put up no good from the low block. And the rebound deflected near side by Otis and taken by Luce. Out of the backcourt on the dribble is Mercado. Olivia gets it on the near side to Otis. Now she'll go up top to Sloat. A three on the way by Sloat is an air ball and will go out of bounds. The ball back to the Blue Devils with 52 and 7:10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Southridge 13, the Blue Devils 2. Corinne Hayes to inbound in the backcourt. Near side, Micaiah Lawyer, middle of the floor to Bridget Boyd. Boyd will take it all the way. Boyd lays the ball up and in. Bridget Boyd taking it all the way. And we have a travel out front on Southridge at the other end. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 38.9 seconds left in period one. 13-4 is our score. Southridge with the lead. The ball into Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer front court. Lawyer on the dribble. Pass it near side for Billingsley against a 2-3 Southridge zone. Here's Boyd with a three out front. She bakes it in! That Bruce Reed three means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 13-7 Southridge. 14 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Southridge in possession of the basketball. Mercado in the lane has the ball knocked away by Boyd. It's taken by Lawyer. 6 seconds left in the quarter. She has her pocket picked from behind by Sloat. Sloat almost saved it from going out of bounds, but not quite. She stepped on the end line. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils with 3 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Lucy Billingsley to get the basketball in. Does up top. Here's Corinne Hayes for three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Billingsley, and that will do it for the first quarter. And after one, Southridge 13, Wahai 7. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. A 5-0 surge getting the Blue Devils back into this contest. The Blue Devils got off to a horrible start. Trailed at Southridge 11-0 and 13-2. The Blue Devils scoring the last 5 points of the first quarter. Blue Devils will enter the second quarter of this contest trailing by a half dozen. Southridge 13, the Blue Devils with 7. And tomorrow, We'll be back in the Wahai gym for the final regular season home game for the Wahai boys and girls. The teams will be hosting the Richland Bombers. Girls game scheduled to start at 3:15, followed by the boys game at 5. We plan to take the air at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And those game times, to be perfectly honest with you, will vary because it is senior night for Wahai tomorrow evening. It's going to be tough saying goodbye to these outstanding seniors on both the boys and girls teams, but they will be honored in pregame ceremonies tomorrow evening and tomorrow afternoon in the Wahai gym. The second period is underway. Southridge in possession of the basketball. Far side, it's Mercado. We'll go cross court near side for Otis. The ball off her hand. Knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Otis. And the Blue Devils get the basketball back. A nice threat near side, if you will, by Bridget Boyd. Forcing the turnover. Forcing Otis to knock the ball out of bounds. Micaiah Lawyer in the backcourt. Goes behind the back with a dribble. Dribbled it off her foot. Recovers it. Far side, Bridget Boyd. She'll loop it near side for Corinne Hayes. Far side, Billingsley. Billingsley, high post to Bridget Boyd. Boyd on the near side to Lawyer. Lawyer for three. It is good! Holy Toledo! It's an 8-0 surge for the Blue Devils. Micaiah Lawyer drains a Bruce Reed three from the near wing. Another case prosecuted by Blue Devil Nation's favorite Lawyer, and it's 13-10 in favor of Southridge. And another three-point goal of Bruce Reed 3 means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Sloat with a shot near side, not close, and going over the back on the rebound is Otis of the Southridge Suns. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Loose back for Southridge, and she is in for Otis. We're 54 seconds into the second quarter. The Blue Devils down by only three. 13-10. Near side, Lawyer with a basketball. Her pass stolen at the midcourt area by Mercado. Dribbles to the far side. Olivia Mercado left alone. Three far side off the back of the rim, no good. And high for the rebound is Sloat. Gets it in the lane for Mercado. Gets it up top for Joan Mercado. Now they swing it in the near corner for an attempt by Luce that is off the rim. And going high for the rebound is Corinne Hayes. Bounces it far side to Billingsley in the front court to Creason. Creason stops on the far side. Free throw line extended. Now it's Corinne Hayes driving far side. Has the ball knocked away. It's taken by Southridge. Blue Devils turn it over. Here is Mercado with a basketball. Olivia into the lane. Now it's on the near side. Loose. Shot on the way. Off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound going to be ripped away by Creason. Near side, Bridget Boyd. Boyd down the near side with a basketball. Cut off by Loose. And she is going to be tied up. She's going to be fouled. She's going to be pushed from behind by Joan Mercado. Mercado with the foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Billingsley to inbound. Near side for Boyd. The ball through her hands, taken by Southridge. Here's Olivia Mercado with a pass on the near side for Sloat. Ball lost out of bounds near side. A poor pass on the part of Southridge. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Corinne Hayes in the front court near side to Boyd. Stops near side. Shot on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. And over the backboard. The ball back to Southridge. Bridgie had a good look near side, but that shot just a bit too strong. And bounced high off the rim and over the backboard and out of play. Here come the Southridge Suns, leading 13-10. We are 2 minutes in to the second quarter and delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Friday night from the Tri-Cities. Shot clock at 15. Southridge in possession, loose near side. Far side to Mercado. Joe Mercado gets it in the far corner for a three-point attempt that's up and good by McMullen. And Southridge ends the 8-0 Blue Devil surge and leads by 6, 16-10. Near side here is Creason with the basketball. And she looked to save it near side and saved it right to Southridge. And now Southridge will return the favor by throwing a bad pass down in the low block in front court. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco at substitutions for both teams. Delilah Franzen into the game for Shayla Creason. And into the Southridge lineup, re-entering is Idler. She is in for Sloat. 5:20 and counting left in the second quarter. And here's a knockaway from behind and a foul from behind on Joan Mercado as she knocked Delilah Franzen to the deck. That is two on Joan Mercado. Blue Devils to inbound on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Inbounds pass coming in Wahai's front court. High post Hayes. Here is Hayes. In deep on the right-hand side. Near side it goes to Lawyer. Makaya Lawyer with a basketball. On the far side to Hayes. Hayes. Off for Lawyer far side. And a couple of players tangled up far side. And a foul is going to be called on Luce of Southridge as she got all tangled up with Corinne Hayes. And Zipzo Conoco substitutions for both teams. Sloat is back in. She is in for Joan Mercado. For the Blue Devils, Gracie Pierce is back. She is in for Corinne Hayes. 16-10 Southridge, 5:05 left in the second quarter. And before the Blue Devils inbound the basketball, an offensive foul is called on Gracie Pierce. And that is three fouls on Gracie Pierce. The Blue Devils turn the basketball over on a foul. And the next dead ball, Corinne Hayes, will re-enter the Wahai lineup. Southridge in possession. Looping pass far side to Luce. Luce at the top of the key gets it in the lane for Mercado. Bounce it in the far corner to Sloat. Three on the way by Sloat as an air ball. Offensive rebound taken by Southridge. Taken by Idler. Pass out front gets away. It's taken by Lawyer. Lawyer into the lane. Lawyer puts it up. No good, but a blocking foul is going to be called on Southridge. It's going to be called on Luce. And that is her second personal foul. And Makaya Lawyer will step to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 4:37 remaining to be played in the second quarter. The Blue Devils trailing by a half dozen, 16-10. The first free throw by Makaya Lawyer off the back of the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Corinne Hayes in for the Blue Devils for Gracie Pierce. Another attempt for Makaya Lawyer, who hit a three earlier in the second quarter. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is good. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. A 30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils with 4:37 left in the second quarter. 16-11 Southridge, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melted cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Southridge High School. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. 4:37 left in the second quarter. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Southridge Suns 16-11. Southridge in possession of the basketball. Three from the deep far corner off the back of the rim for Leonard. Re-enter the contest during the timeout period. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Offensive rebound claimed by Southridge. Near side with the basketball, McMullen. Ball through her hand. She recovers. Up top to Luce. Luce on the near side of McMullen. On the far side, Mercado. Olivia with a basketball will loop it on the near side for Luce. Luce with one dribble in the lane for Leonard. Leonard with one dribble gets it in the far corner at two. McMullen for a three that is up and no good. Another offensive rebound for Southridge. That one taken by Idler. Now it's on the near side to Olivia Mercado. We're inside of 4 minutes left in the second quarter. 16-11 in favor of Southridge. Here's a drive in the lane by Leonard. Left-handed lay-in is good. That's her first field goal of the game. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Southridge 18, Wahai 11. Three near side by Boyd is up and no good. Actually, it was a two-point shot near side. Rebound off to Lawyer. Now it's up top. Corinne Hayes wide open. A three on the way by Corinne is good.
3 points, Corinne Hayes.
Bruce Reed, three for Corinne Hayes. $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Thanks to George and Chase Hessler of
Edward Jones. 18-14 Southridge. 3:18 and counting left in the second quarter. Loose for three near side. That's an air ball. Offensive rebound taken up by Heidi Leonard Mercado. And she puts the ball up and in. Blue Devils giving up offensive rebound after offensive rebound after offensive rebound. And no, this is not a recording as Bridget Boyd responds. Near side. Goes down the near side, lays the ball up and in with a left hand, and a timeout called by Southridge with 2:58 remaining in the second quarter. It is Southridge 20, Wahai 16, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to Southridge High School in Kennewick. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahai Blue Devil girls down, but by only 4, 20-16. And out of the timeout period, the Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone defense. Here is Leonard Mercado down low. Now they swing it up top to McMullen on the near side of Mercado up top. One dribble by McMullen. Now they get it to the high post on Leonard Mercado. Far side McMullen. McMullen, nice little move far side. Puts the shot up off the glass and off the iron. And high for the rebound is Delilah Franson. Franson in the backcourt to Bridget Boyd. 20-16 Southridge, just inside of 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Some contact far side. Boyd loses the basketball. Blue Devils turn it over, and going to the other end and being fouled is Micaiah Lawyer. It appeared that Leonard Mercado was going in a little out of control, but they're going to call a foul on Micaiah Lawyer. No, they're going to call it on Bridget Boyd.
Foul on number 23, Bridget Boyd.
Just the second team foul in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And a zone Conoco substitution for Southridge, Evelyn Gillespie, I believe.
Emma Gillespie.
Yep, it's Emma Gillespie. They have two Gillespies on the team, Madison and Emmeline. And Emmeline is into the contest. Southridge in possession of pass far side kicked. A kick save and a beauty by Delilah Franson. And a fresh shot clock for Southridge. Inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side. Leonard Ricardo's pass, far side, deflected by Corinne Hayes, taken by the Blue Devils. Here is Boyd driving near side, puts it up. Might have been partially blocked, but there for the follow is Lucy Billingsley. And we have a whistle blown. And they are going to call the Blue Devils for a delay of game warning. Going to call it on Delilah Franson. Well, in any event, it's been a nice second quarter thus far for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils with 11 points in this quarter after just 7 in the first quarter. Southridge, by contrast, with 7 points here in period 2. 20-18 in favor of Southridge. Far side, here's a 3 on the way, put up and missed by the left-hander Leonard Mercado. Rebound off to Franson. Near side, here is Bridget Boyd. Near corner, here is Lawyer for 3. Skids off the rim. Deflected far side, saved in bounds. No, not quite saved in bounds by a hustling Delilah Franson. And the ball back to Southridge. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Molly Franklin in for the Blue Devils. She'll replace Corinne Hayes, and Sloat is back for Southridge. She is in for Leonard. Now I say Leonard as opposed to Leonard Mercado because the teams last met, the name Mercado was scratched out by one of the Southridge Brain Trust. Going in for a lay-in and missing it is Mercado. That miss with the left hand. Boyd is double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets it off to Franzen. Franzen on the far side to Franklin. Between the rings to Lawyer. Couple of dribbles. She's left wide open. Three on the way. It's good! And the Blue Devils take the lead! Holy Toledo! Another case prosecuted by Blue Devil Nation's favorite Lawyer. And now a steal by Lawyer. And now a tie ball. Held ball. And the Blue Devils will get it on the alternating possession. A steal far side by Lawyer. The ball got away from her, but there was a tie ball. And the Blue Devils will keep it on the alternating possession. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Corinne Hayes, checks in. She is in for Delilah Franzen. With 106 left in the second quarter, 21-20, the Blue Devils. Here is Molly Franklin with a basketball. Spin move off to Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer into the front court, down the near side. She will go into the lane, and Micaiah Lawyer puts it up off the glass and off the iron. The rebound off to Sloat. Sloat into the front court, dribbles to the near side, stops. She is double-teamed, and a reach-in foul is going to be called near side on the Blue Devils. Reach-in foul on Micaiah Lawyer. Tough break. That's the third team foul in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Lainey Hand, into the game for the Blue Devils. She is in for Corinne Hayes. 49:3 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Blue Devils 21. Southridge with 20. Joan Mercado with a basketball. Far side to Luce. Luce to the top of the key. Hands it off to Sloan. Almost lost it. Out on the far side to Joe Mercado. She'll drive into the lane, throw one up and miss it. Get her own rebound. Gets it to the far side. Driving on the far side is Sloat. And Sloat is going to be bumped and fouled on the far side by a black-shirted Blue Devil. In this case, Bridget Boyd. Bridget Boyd. That is her second personal foul. The fourth in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Raylan McNeil is in. She is in for Bridget Boyd. 33.5 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Far side here is loose for three. It's off the back of the rim, and the long rebound deflected by McNeil to Molly Franklin. A nice play on her part. Here is Billingsley getting it off to Lawyer. Okay, a Lawyer into the lane. Stops just inside the free throw line. Bounce it on the near side. Here is Billingsley driving near side. Left-handed lane put up. She left it short. Rebound deflected. Taken by Southridge. A near double dribble. But here is Joan Mercado getting it inside for McMullen. She throws it up wildly. No good. But a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. And that foul is called on Molly Franklin.
Five, Molly Franklin. Her first personal 15th foul at the line. Shooting.
So a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws coming for Rayleigh McMullen. The first is good, and we're tied at 21. 7 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw to come for Rayleigh McMullen. It is up, and it's good as well. Backcourt pressure by Southridge. Here is Lawyer on the dribble. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Dribbles to the near side. 1 second, and they're not going to get a shot off. And here at the halftime, Blue Devils very much alive. Southridge 22, Wahai 21. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC2 at 102.3 FM.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
Three out of four people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to the Southridge High School Gymnasium in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. It is halftime. The Wahai Blue Devil girls very much alive, trailing the Southridge Suns by only 1 point here at the halftime break. Southridge 22, the Blue Devils 21. Our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends and Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for Southridge is as follows. Leonard Mercado with 5, Joan Mercado with 3, Sloat with 2, Olivia Mercado with 3, McMullen with 7, and Luce with 2. Southridge with 8 first half field goals, 2 from long distance. Southridge 4 for 9 from the free throw line. Southridge was called for 9 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Mikaia Lawyer and Bridget Boyd, 7 points apiece. Lucy Billingsley with 4, and Corinne Hayes with 3. The Blue Devils with 8 field goals in half one, 4 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils called for 11 personal fouls in the first half of this ball game. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Halftime score, Southridge 22, Wahai 21. We'll continue the Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Southridge High School Gymnasium in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Southridge Suns leading the Wahia Blue Devils. Halftime in this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. A count of 22-21. We continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you we'll be back in the Wahia Gym tomorrow to bring you MCC basketball. The Wahia boys and girls playing their final regular season home games of the 2025-26 season tomorrow against the Richland Bombers. The girls game is scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys game at 5 o'clock, and we plan to take the air at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. It's going to be a very, very special night and day without question as we honor the Wahia Blue Devil seniors. Also going to be very special at some point during the proceedings tomorrow. The 1984 Wahia Girls State Championship basketball team will be recognized. And what an outstanding group that was. A team that went to the Seattle Center Arena and defeated three quality opponents, including Auburn, in the championship game to come away with the state title. It just sends shivers up the spine of Blue Devil Nation, I suspect, when you think of the likes of Shelly Ray, you think of Jennifer Ballard, you think of Jerry Wagger, you think of, well, Krista Price, you think of Dina McCauley, just to name a few. And what a fabulous, fabulous team that was. An outstanding season it was, ending in a state championship. It was won in the Seattle Center Arena, can you believe it, some 42 years ago. And that should be a very, very special ceremony celebrating the accomplishment of a very special group of ladies. And that's going to do it for our halftime report on this Friday night. It was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Southridge 22, the Wahia Girls 21. We'll be back with second half action after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork.
Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Southridge High School in Kennewick. Roy Eli, I coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, 22-21 Southridge, as we begin the second half of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Southridge in possession to begin half number two. With the basketball is McMullen, drives near side, puts up an air ball. The rebound is off to Leonard. Leonard gets it in the lane. Here is an attempted crossover. It's blocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. The attempt by McMullen. And Southridge will inbound on the baseline with 1 second on the shot clock. The baseline, of course, presented to you by Washington Trust Bank. McMullen near side. Here is Leonard for three. Good. For a two-point field goal. Clutch shot there by Mercado gives Southridge a three-point lead, 24-21. Nicely executed by the Suns. Would have been our Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game, but it was done by the opponent. But we'll give them a plug anyway, as Bridget Boyd is fouled on the far side. And speaking of the Davenports, they make their way into the Southridge High Gym as we speak. Nice to see them in attendance tonight. That last foul, the third personal on Joan Mercado, and the Blue Devils turn the basketball over, an errant pass, and a ball back to Southridge. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Luce is back for Southridge. She is in for Joan Mercado. 24-21, the Blue Devils trail. The Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone defense. Far side, it's Leonard with a basketball. Loops it in the near corner to McMullen. McMullen to the wing, gets it up top for Luce. Loose in the near corner to Sloat. Sloat will dribble to the wing, get it up top to Leonard. Leonard Mercado on the dribble, near side to Sloat. In the near corner, loose, inside, wide open. One dribble and a lay-in for Leonard Mercado. Southridge begins the third quarter with the first 4 points and leads 26-21. Here's a pass to the front court for Franklin. And her lay-in attempt with the left hand is knocked out of bounds by Luce. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. We're a minute and 27 seconds into the third quarter, 26-21 in favor of Southridge. And we have a timeout called by the Blue Devils. A 30-second timeout with 6:33 left in the third, 26-21 Southridge, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank, out of the timeout period. Lucy Billingsley in deep on the left-hand side to Bridget Boyd. Jumper off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Southridge. 26-21 Southridge, 6:25 and counting left in the third quarter. Mercado into the lane, puts it up, misses it off the front of the rim. Olivia cannot score, and here come the Blue Devils. Here is Bridget Boyd to the free throw line, and she's going to be called for traveling. Just a tad out of control before she attempted that jump shot just inside the free throw line, and the ball back to Southridge. McMullen with a basketball. Far side to Luce. Free throw line extended. Near side to Mercado. Olivia Mercado. Off to Luce. Near side to Sloat. Sloat dribbled to the top of the key, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Luce of Southridge. For an illegal pick. That is her third personal. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Micaiah Lawyer into the contest. She is in for Molly Franklin. 6:02 left in period three. 26-21 in favor of Southridge. Lawyer with a basketball. Bouncing on the near side for Boyd. closely guarded by Sloat. Pass down in the low block for Hayes. She is double-teamed. Can she get through the double-team? Almost had the ball knocked away. Held ball is going to be called, and the alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. 15 seconds on the shot clock, 5 at 46 on the game clock, and a zip zone kind of go substitution. Joe Mercado is back in, and she replaces Luce. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Billingsley up top for Lawyer. Lawyer will go over the back of Mercado, and a foul is going to be called. An errant pass, an unforced error by the Blue Devils. And Wahai gives it back to Southridge. The pass that time such that Lawyer had to go over the back of Mercado, and she is called for the foul. The first in the second half on the Blue Devils. Southridge in possession. Far side here is Leonard Mercado for three. Shot off the rim, no good. And the rebound is going to be taken by Bridget Boyd. She has it knocked away. It's taken by Mercado. Bounce pass inside. Going to go out of bounds. Touched by Bridget Boyd. And the ball in possession of Southridge. Officials going to have a discussion near side. Perhaps a question about how much time should be on the shot clock. Well, after further review, we'll have 24 seconds on the shot clock. Southridge inbounding on the baseline. Near side, here is Leonard Mercado. Guarded by Delilah Franson. Far side to Mercado. Joan Mercado. Now it's on the far side to a driving Leonard Mercado. Lost the ball in the lane, and the ball taken by Corinne Hayes. Far side to Bridget Boyd. Boyd stops on the far side between the rings to Hayes. Three on the way by Corinne. Is off the rim, no good. Around and off for her, and the rebound off to Mercado. Olivia into the front court. Slows it up between the rings, near side to McMullen. Loops it on the far side to Joan Mercado. And she'll loop it on the near side for Sloat. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone. Sloat with a basketball. Gets it up top to Mercado. On the near side to Olivia Mercado from Joan. Now it's on the near side to Leonard. Drives along the baseline. Reverse lane put up and no good. Offensive rebound taken by Olivia Mercado. And she puts the ball up and in.
2 points, Olivia Mercado.
And the zip zone Conoco substitution into the ball game for Southridge is Idler. Blue Devils have not scored here in the third quarter. We played almost 3.5 minutes in period three. And there was some discussion about one attempt not hitting the rim. The shot clock reset for some reason, but Southridge benefits. Here is Boyd near side, or far side, excuse me. Shot around and off, no good. The rebound knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and Southridge will get it back. 4:27 left in the third quarter, 28-21 in favor of Southridge. Southridge with a basketball. With the next dead ball, Gracie Pierce will re-enter the Blue Devil lineup, and a travel is going to be called far side. Joan Mercado with the unforced error, and the ball back to the Blue Devils as Gracie Pierce checks in for Delilah Franson. Southridge will pick up in the backcourt. Leading 28-21. Ball inbounded to Billingsley. Far side, Corinne Hayes. Hayes bouncing to the low floor, taken by Mercado. A lazy pass, and a blocking foul going to be called on Corinne Hayes as she fouled Joan Mercado after Mercado picked off the pass in the midcourt area. Stepping to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws will be Joan Mercado. First free throw is up and no good. Southridge now 4-for-10 from the free throw line in this ball game. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Joan Mercado is off the rim, and the rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Bounce it far side. Now it's into the front court to Pierce. Rebound was actually taken by Boyd. Off to Corinne Hayes. She got it to Pierce. And Pierce down low, going to travel with a basketball, and the ball back to Southridge. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Southridge 28, Wahai 21, as we go inside of 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Olivia Mercado near side, in the near corner to Sloat. Couple of dribbles to the wing. Now she'll dribble it out front. Closely guarded by Billingsley, now by Lawyer. Now the far side to Olivia Mercado. She'll dribble to the top of the key, extended. Stops. Near side it goes to Joan Mercado. A three on the way is rounded off, no good. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils, taken by Corinne Hayes. And a holding foul is going to be called on Southridge. Nice, strong rebound on the part of Corinne Hayes. And a reach-in foul called on Olivia Mercado. And we have a timeout on the floor with 3:33. Remaining to be played in the third quarter. Southridge 28, Wahigh 21. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball, trailing 28-21. Gracie Pierce, far side, goes into the lane, puts it up and missed it. Nice move, far side by Pierce, and we're going to have a travel call. The rebound was claimed by Southridge, but Idler shuffling the feet. And the travel gives the ball back to the Blue Devils, who trail 28-21 with 3:21 left in the third quarter. Blue Devils have not scored here in the third quarter as Hayes puts one up far side. It's up and no good, but a foul called. And that could easily be your Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game, even though Corinne did not finish. Gets a nice pass from out-of-bounds by Lucy Billingsley. And Corinne Hayes to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Corinne with 3 points in the ball game. And the free throw on its way, and it's around and good. She got it. Little body English on the near sideline from Coach Clark might have helped with that one a little bit. As Corinne readies herself for the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, and that one is short, and the rebound off to Southridge. Taken by Olivia Mercado, passing the near side to Sloat. Sloat slips in the middle of the floor, lost the ball, it's taken by Billingsley. Billingsley to the other end, and Lucy will lay the ball up and in! Blue Devils with their first field goal of the quarter. The Blue Devils down by four, 28-24. 2:59 and counting left in the third quarter. Near side with the basketball is Joan Mercado. Against the Blue Devils, 2-3 zone. She's left alone near side, puts up a three and missed it. The rebound off to Corinne Hayes, has the ball knocked away, taken by Southridge, then taken right back by the Blue Devils. Idler with the rebound, or the takeaway that time, and then gave it right back to the Blue Devils with an errant pass down in the low block. Here is Lawyer near side for three, and that one's short. Rebound off to Joan Mercado, far side to Sloat. Sloat in transition, puts it up, missed it. Offensive rebound taken by the Southridge Suns. Shot put up and good in the low block by Idler. That's her first field goal of the game, and the Blue Devils down six, 30-24. 2:17 and counting left in the third quarter. Billingsley, pass to the far side. Here is Corinne Hayes. Hayes down the far side, lays it up, no, but a foul. A blocking foul is going to be called on Southridge. It's going to be called on Idler.
Number 14, Mallory Idler, her second personal.
That is five team fouls in the quarter on Southridge. Blue Devils have been called for just two. And Corinne Hayes back to the free throw line for two more Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 2:11 left, third period. Free throw by Corinne, good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Loose back in for Southridge. She is in for Sloat. 30-25 in favor of Southridge. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Corinne Hayes, and it's good. 30-26 in favor of Southridge. 2:05 and counting the time remaining to be played in the third quarter. McMullen, nice pass inside to Idler. Far side to Luce. Gets it up top, Mercado. Far side, Luce. A three on the way. Off the back of the rim, but she is fouled on the far side. She goes to the deck. They're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. Going to call it on Gracie Pierce. Tough break there for the Blue Devils, and that's going to be three Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Luce. And that is four personal fouls on Gracie Pierce. Luce to the free throw line. First free throw is good. After this Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt, Delilah Franzen will check in for the Blue Devils. The second free throw up and good for Luce. And here comes Delilah Franzen, zip zone Conoco substitution. Delilah Franzen in for Gracie Pierce. Luce looking for the hat trick. And she's got it. She goes 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And it's too bad. The Blue Devils rebounded her errant three from the far side, but the Pierce foul results in three successful Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, and Southridge up by 7, 33-26. Shot inside by Billingsley. No good. Rebound off to Franzen in the near corner. Hits it on the wing to Lucy Billingsley. 1:37 and counting left in the third. Southridge by 7, 33-26. Here's Billingsley driving far side. Nice pass for Franzen. Shot too hard off the glass. Rebound deflected by Billingsley. Taken by Olivia Mercado. Loops it on the near side to Luce. Luce will get it on the far side to McMullen. She goes inside, and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils as Idler accepted a pass in the lane, and that foul is on Delilah Franzen.
Delilah Franzen, that's her third.
That's her third, and the team's fourth of the quarter. Tip zone Conoco substitution for the Suns. Brody McMullen checks in. She is in for Braylee McMullen. Southridge to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Southridge leading 33-26. Olivia Mercado will drive near side. Gets it in the near corner to Luce. Luce to the high post. Gets it up top. And here is Mercado. Joe Mercado. Far side it goes to McMullen. Now on the near side to Luce. Spin move near side. Right-hander put up no good, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. They're going to call it on Micaiah Lawyer.
Foul on number 11, Micaiah.
And that's her third.
Her third personal.
And to the stripe for Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws is Luce. First one is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Sloat is back in for Southridge, and she is in for Mercado. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Luce. It is up, and it is good. And Southridge leads by 9. 35-26. Pass middle of the floor. It's stolen by Idler, and then her pass inside is knocked away by Corinne Hayes. Here is Franzen down the near side. She will run over a son and pick up an offensive foul. And she ran over Idler. And that is four personal fouls on Delilah Franzen. The fouls piling up. That is 17 fouls in the game on the Blue Devils. Southridge has committed 13. The zip zone Conoco substitution, Molly Franklin back for the Blue Devils. She is in for Delilah Franzen. 35-26 Southridge. We're in the final minute. Time remaining third quarter. Loose far side with a basketball. For Olivia Mercado. Up top, McMullen hands it off near side to Sloat. Sloat into the lane, drops it off for Mercado. Mercado into the lane, left-handed lay-in, no good. And the rebound deflected to Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer gets it off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes front court, and she will travel with a basketball. And that unforced error will give the ball back to Southridge. Shot clock is off. 25:10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 35-26 in favor of Southridge. Blue Devils have scored just 5 points here in the third quarter. Olivia Mercado with a basketball near side. Stops. Up top for Luce. Luce off for Sloat. Sloat into the lane. Up top for Olivia Mercado. Now to Luce. A three straight away. Good.
Three, Taylor Luce.
Down to 5 seconds left in the quarter. The ball inbounded to Hayes. Hayes down the near side. 2 seconds. 1 second. Throws up a desperation heave off the glass, and that'll do it for the third quarter. And after three, Southridge 38, Wahai 26. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Southridge Suns leading the Wahai Blue Devils after three periods of play, 38-26. The Suns outscoring the Blue Devils in the third quarter, 16-5. The Blue Devils with just one field goal in the third quarter of this contest. Southridge also able to develop separation in period three by going 5-for-7 from the free throw line after struggling mightily in the first half when they went just 4-for-9. As we speak, leading scorer for Southridge with 10 points is Luce. She had 8 points in the third quarter, went 5-for-5 from the free throw line. And the Blue Devils' leading scorer through three quarters, two players, Makaya Lawyer, Bridget Boyd, with 7 points apiece. Neither one of those young ladies scored in the third quarter. So we're ready to begin the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils down by a dozen, 38-26. Game going at a bit of a snail's pace. We have just entered the 7 o'clock hour. We're just now beginning the fourth quarter. A lot of it having to do with a lot of fouls called in the ball game. Thus far, 30 fouls have been called, 17 on the Blue Devils and 13 on Southridge. The Suns with the first possession of the fourth quarter. Near side, it is Joan Mercado between the rings to Luce. Dribbles to the near side, 9 seconds on the shot clock. Pass to the far side, deflected on the far side by Billingsley and taken by Lawyer. Off to Billingsley, the ball off her hands and taken by Southridge. Southridge in possession. Here's a three straight away by Luce. It's up and good. Another Blue Devil mistake. Another Southridge basket. Southridge beginning to impose its will as Boyd drives near side. Lays the ball up and in.
2 points, Bridget Boyd.
Southridge by a baker's dozen. 41-28. Luce in the near corner. Here is Leonard Mercado for a deuce. It's up and no good. Rebound off to Hayes. Near side to Boyd. Bounce it to Corinne Hayes. Corinne into the front court on the dribble. Far side to Billingsley. Billingsley will try a three from the far wing. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Mercado. Joan in possession of the basketball. Passing the far side to Luce. Back up top to Mercado. High post to Leonard Mercado on the near side. Here is a three put up by Olivia Mercado. That's way off the mark. And the rebound off to Billingsley. And she gives it off in the backcourt by way of a pass to Bridget Boyd. Pass near side to Franklin. Franklin shot near side, off the glass and off the iron. Rebound deflected, taken by Southridge. Here is Olivia Mercado into the front court. Pass on the near side to Luce. Luce down in the low block, gets it up top for Leonard Mercado, and now to Joan Mercado, near side to Luce. Luce gets it up top to Mercado. Near side, Olivia Mercado. Bounce it high post to Leonard Mercado in the near corner to Luce. A three on the way, off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Lucy Billingsley. 41-28 Southridge, 6:04 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here's Makaya Lawyer into the lane, drives all the way, puts it up and missed it, but there for the follow is Billingsley! And Lucy Billingsley puts the ball up and in. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 5:57 left in the final period. Southridge 41, Wahigh 30, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again in Kennewick at the Southridge High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls trailing the Southridge Suns 41-30. The Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone defense. Southridge with the basketball. Near side, Olivia Mercado. Far side to Joan. On the near side to Olivia. In the near corner to Luce. Couple of dribbles to the wing. Gets it in for Leonard Mercado. Near corner it goes to Olivia Mercado. In the lane for Leonard Mercado. Now they swing it to the far side to the Suns to McMullen. McMullen has re-entered for Southridge. Shot far side put up and missed by Olivia Mercado. It was Braylee Mercado entering during the timeout period. It's hip zone Conoco substitutions. Or substitution, I should say, as the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Southridge the other way, near side. And it's up top. Now it's on the far side. Southridge moving the ball around very, very well. It's Olivia Mercado. Now the ball back inside. Leonard Mercado lays the ball up and in with a left hand. 43-30 Southridge. Passing the front court to Pierce. Far side, Billingsley. Short one on the way. Might have been partially blocked. Far side. The rebound off to Olivia Mercado. Olivia into the front court. She is almost tied up by Boyd. Pass on the near side to Luce. Now it's on the far side to Joan Mercado. Near side to Olivia. In the near corner to Luce. Dribble to the wing. Gets to the high post. Shot put up. Off the back of the rim. No good for Leonard Mercado. And here come the Blue Devils. Lawyer on the far side on the dribble. Stops. Pops for three and hits!
3 points.
Bruce Reed, three for Micaiah Lawyer from the far side, and $10 more to Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 43-33 Southridge, 4:15 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Southridge in possession of the basketball. High post, Leonard Mercado, far side Olivia Mercado. Olivia in the lane, bounce it inside. The ball picked off by Corinne Hayes, and she has her pocket pick. Lane put up a good by Leonard Mercado. Tough break there for the Blue Devils, and Southridge up by a dozen, 45-33. Boyd off to Hayes, the ball through her hands. Tries to recover it far side, going to have a held ball, I believe. A held ball is called, and the alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Southridge 45, Wahigh 33. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Molly Franklin in, Delilah Franzen in, and Sloat is in for Southridge. Scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with a best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. A timeout on the floor with 3:48 remaining in the final period. Southridge 45, Wahigh 33, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to Southridge High School in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Southridge Suns 45-33 with 3:48 remaining in the fourth quarter. As if racing here, she'll bounce it to Franzen for the lay-in. Beautifully executed by the Blue Devils. Delilah with her first field goal of the game. The Blue Devils to within 10, 45-35. 3:33 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Southridge in possession of the basketball. Loose near side. She'll drive into the lane. She is bumped by Franzen. Lost the basketball. It's taken by Lawyer. Lawyer dribbles to the far side. Almost had her pocket picked. Now there's going to be a tie ball far side, I believe. Or are they going to say that said that Southridge player was out of bounds? No, they're going to give a timeout to Southridge. The Blue Devils turned the basketball over. A steal on the far side by Mercado. She was flat on her belly, but managed to get possession of the basketball. And alertly, the Southridge sideline asked for a timeout with 3:16 left in the final period. 45-35 in favor of Southridge. And a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils after the timeout period. Lucy Billingsley will re-enter the Wahai lineup. First horn sounds in the timeout period. Play is resumed. Southridge will inbound on the far sideline in backcourt, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Blue Devils back out on the floor with Corinne Hayes, Bridget Boyd, Lucy Billingsley, Makaya Lawyer, and Gracie Pierce. Southridge to inbound. And McMullen to inbound, really. Gets it into Joan Mercado against Bridget Boyd. She drives by, goes into the lane, bounce pass inside, stolen by Gracie Pierce. Here come the Blue Devils, still alive, down 10, 45-35, 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Here is Billingsley, stops out front, bounce it to Bridget Boyd. Long three on the way by Bridget, going to be well short. Saved in bounds, however, by Pierce. Off to Corinne Hayes, far side. Inside for Boyd, who lays the ball up and in. Holy Toledo! Hustle personified by the Blue Devils, who pulled to within eight. Southridge, 45. Wahai, 37. 2:45 left in the final period. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Southridge High School, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Southridge Suns 45-37. Southridge to inbound in the backcourt as we resume play here. And can you believe this? Neither team, knock on wood, has been called for a foul here in the fourth quarter. There were 30 fouls called between the two teams through three periods of play. Southridge in possession of the basketball. leading 45-37. Shot clock at 15. Far side, Sloat with a basketball. Sloat into the lane. Pass on the near side. Now it's up top to Leonard Mercado. Just inside the free throw line. Short jumper. Good. Six in the quarter. She has 15 in the game, and Southridge up 10, 47-37. Billingsley with a basketball. Near side for Pierce. Ball through her hands. Recovers it in the near corner. She'll spot up for a three. It's in and out. A heartbreak. And the rebound comes off to Southridge. Far side, it's Mercado. Middle of the floor, Mercado. Pass on the near side. Lane put up and good by Leonard Mercado. Off an assist by Sloat, who accepted that pass from the backcourt. And it's now 49-37 in favor of Southridge. Blue Devils in possession. Left-hander thrown up by Billingsley. It's no good, but a foul is going to be called on Southridge with 1:44 remaining in the final period. That foul was called on Braley McMullen.
That's the first team foul.
And Billingsley to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Coach Clark discussing strategy on the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank, with Lawyer, Hayes, Pierce, and Boyd. As Billingsley steps to the stripe. First free throw. Missed it.
It's like number 5, number 14. And number
Molly 18. Franklin, Lainey Hand, and Delilah Franzen. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. As we await the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Lucy Billingsley. And that one's in and out, and the rebound off to Southridge. Rebound taken by Olivia Mercado. 49-37 Southridge, 1:35 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Southridge possesses the basketball. Leonard Mercado near side against Lainey Hand. Now it's Olivia Mercado going into the lane, throws it up and missed it. Rebound off to Franzen, near side to Billingsley. Billingsley, middle of the floor. Billingsley into the lane. Far side, Boyd. A three on the way. Going to be short. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Delilah Franzen.
Foul on number 22, Delilah Franzen.
And that is five personal fouls on Delilah Franzen.
The game for Blue Devils, Corinne Hayes.
And a zip zone Conoco re-entry for the Blue Devils. Not a substitution per se. Corinne Hayes is back for Delilah Franzen. Blue Devils picking up in the backcourt. Southridge breaks the pressure with some nice, crisp passing. And a foul is going to be called on the far side on Corinne Hayes with 1:02 left. She fouled Leonard Mercado, far side.
That is her fourth personal.
And Southridge will inbound on the far sideline front court, presented by Washington Trust Bank. 49-37 is our score. Southridge with the lead. Pass in the backcourt, almost knocked away, but it's taken by Olivia Mercado, and she is fouled by Bridget Boyd.
Foul on number 23, Bridget Boyd.
As the game continues to drag on here. It's the third personal foul on Bridget Boyd. Southridge to inbound in the backcourt. First a zip zone Conoco substitution. Luce is in, and she replaces Sloat. 59 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 49-37 Southridge. Loose with the basketball. Guarded by Molly Franklin. Far side on the dribble. Stops. Looks. Bounces it to Olivia Mercado. Mercado on the near side to Leonard Mercado. Between the rings to Joan Mercado. And she'll bounce it to Leonard Mercado. Goes into the lane. Little scoop shot with the left hand. Up and good. 10 in the quarter, 19 in the game, and this one no longer seriously in doubt. It's 51-37 Southridge, and a near steal, but they're going to call a foul on Joan Mercado. With 29 9/10 seconds remaining in the final period. 51-37 Southridge. Lucy Billingsley to inbound on the near sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Pass is deflected out of bounds, and the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. 28 1/2 seconds to go. A shoe tying clinic being conducted on the baseline by Olivia Mercado. And now the Blue Devils will inbound. Billingsley up top. The pass stolen by Southridge. Suns in transition. Pass inside. Land put up the good by Luce and a foul call. And that foul is called on Laney Hand of the Blue Devils. And that is 21 fouls in the game on the Blue Devils. Free throw by Luce is around and in. 54-37 Southridge. We're inside of 20 seconds left in the final period. Lloyd will bounce it far side to Billingsley. Billingsley on the dribble. Far side. Spin move. Pass inside for Hand. Lay-in put up and good by Laney Hand. Well done. And that's going to do it. Final score. Southridge 54. Wahai 39. And we'll be back after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at Southridge High School in Kennewick. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahai Blue Devil girls defeated by the Southridge Suns 54-39. Our post-game show, and a quick one it's going to be, presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And we begin with a recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. We're going to recognize Micaiah Lawyer, who scored 7 of her 10 points in the second quarter of this game to keep the Blue Devils close at half number one. And for her efforts, we recognize Micaiah Lawyer as our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. And now final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game for Southridge, Leonard Mercado with 19, Joan Mercado with 3, Sloat with 2, 5 for Olivia Mercado, 2 for Idler, Rayleigh McMullen with 7, and Luce with 16. Southridge with 20 field goals in the game, 4 from long range. Southridge 10 for 17 from the free throw line. Southridge call for 16 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Laney Hand with 2, Micaiah Lawyer 10, Lucy Billingsley with 8, Delilah Franson with a deuce, Bridget Boyd with 11, Corinne Hayes with 6. The Blue Devils 15 field goals in the game, 5 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 4 for 8 from the free throw line, and the Blue Devils were called for 21 personal fouls. And our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. In the final score, Southridge 54, Wahai 39. And we'll begin our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.